Mikanya. Let's say before Shabbos, the Drashi Kishoit Chinoisa, this is the way you used to iron it down before Shabbos. You used to spread it out like on a pole, to have like a shirt. You'd have one side of the shirt on this side of the pole, and the other side of the shirt was hanging on the pole to be stretched out before Shabbos. You want to take it off on Shabbos. Is Mishal for the day Mikanya. You're allowed to pull the shirt off the stick on Shabbos, Shari. Or Bakanya Mimenu also. But the stick itself is Muksa, so you can't pull the stick off away from the shirt, because that's Muksa. The Yetzer is just to pull the shirt off the stick, that's Mutter. Omar Rava, V'im Kli Kiyuhu. Well, let's say you didn't stam use a stick that's Muksa. You use a stick that's a Kli Orgim, Rashi. That's Konishal Orgim. That's the stick the weavers use. So I call upon him Teres Kli Alov. It has to shame Kli. Even though it's some Lachtali Yisr, but the Sarah Gufa, Sarah Makayim, it's Mutter. This the Chur is called Sarah Makayim. You want to take away the stick out of the shirt to be able to use the shirt. So you want to take away the stick, Sarah Makayim, the stick. Since the stick has a shame Kli, a Kli Kiwa, it's not Muksa, it'll be Mutter to move. Mutter. Omer Rav Chizda. Hi Kishta Diyarka. We have a bunch of vegetables. If it's right to feed the behema, sure will tatule. It's not muksa, you could touch it. V'loy osir. It's not aimed to feed the behemas, then it's muksa. The chura then, what use? I'm not sure what to use it for then. It's not aimed to heat then. It's just aimed to use for wood maybe, then it's aimed to use for burning. But if it's meant to use for meicha behema, then you'll have to touch it. Oma Reb Chiya Barashi. Oma Rav. Hai Taliya de Bisra. If you have a hook that you hang up meat with, Trashi Tliya de Bisra, Bosom Lich, usually when you have salt the meat, Hatluya Liyashi, you're hanging it up to dry. O Mole Hachevel Kori Tliya. It's this whole string that you hang it on, is called the Tliya. It's Shavu Tatule. Your last touch is not called Muksa. Trashi the Necho Chai de Yubiyumsa. Hey, since meat we had before is not Muksa, it's edible Rua, so Mela the hook is also not Muksa. Mashenka and the Kavri, if it's a hook that you hang up the fish, that's also. We had before, nobody eats raw fish, therefore it's muksa. Omarav Ktina, ho oimeid b'yemtza mita. If somebody sits in the middle of a bed, right, so it's a bed that the married people use, is kilu oimeid b'kreisa shalisha. It's as if you're sitting mamish in the kreisa in the stomach of the isha. In other words, means to say, you shouldn't be there, you'll be mahar. It's a bed, it's not your bed. When you go to somebody else's house and you live on there, you sleep on you sit in the middle of the bed that the parents live there. So bring the day hero, you'll think about Tashmas there. You shouldn't do it. So the Marvel Lav Milsi. No, it's not Nisa. That's not Pshat. It's not Osa. Shrashi, Biemsa Mito, Sheish Vishta Regilam Bolishin. You go into a house where men and lady usually sleep there. If you sit there, it's like you're sitting in the Krisa Shalisha. So the Gemara, though, it's Vlav Milsi. Maishmutz Mutter. V'yom Rav Chizda, Ba Be Rav, Tizovin Yarka. If a Talmud Chochem, Ba Be Rav, usually means a Talmud Chochem, when he buys vegetables, is Lizvin Aricha. You might as well buy a long vegetable already. Because the our thickness, Kisha Ki Kisha, they're just as thick the other ones. V'yorcha Memela. If you buy longer ones, you get more. So if you buy longer vegetables, you come out with more. Jashi Lizvin Aricha, Aguda Rucha, buy a longer stick. Shel Kruv, Orech. Because Kisha Kikisha, she called Hagudais Haganim Shavais Buvin. All the thickness are the same. Shelakula and Midachas, Lechevel, Shuagad Boy. They're all tied together. So, Mel, if you take longer ones, you gain on the deal. You'll have more vegetables. Snei Tzotoidu. V'yam Rav Chizdaba, Barbe Rav, a young Talmud Chochem, Dezovin Kanye, he buys canes. Lizvan Aricha, same thing. Let him buy long ones. Because tuna to tuna, they're all the same weight. There'll be a ochra and a mela. If it's a longer cane, you'll have more cane out of it. Cane to use for wood to burn with. So you'll have more burning wood. V'yom Rav Chizda Bar Be Rav, Yom Tam Chochem. The leinofesh lerifti, he doesn't have too much bread. He's like a little poor. Is leilechol yarka. When it comes to eat his meals, he shouldn't eat vegetables with the bread. Because if you eat vegetables, it'll give you a big appetite. You want to eat more and more, and you don't have too much bread. So don't eat vegetables with the bread. The Yom Rav Chizda, Ano, me, Loi ben Yusei. First he was poor. When he was poor, he didn't eat vegetables. But Loi ben Yusei Yarko, for Loi ben Yusei Rusei. Later became rich, Rav Chizda, and still he didn't eat vegetables. Is Achli Roka. Why? The Ano Yusei, when I was poor, Mishum de Goru. Because then we said, like the Gemara said, it gives you a big appetite, and he couldn't afford to eat too much, so he didn't eat by vegetables. The Yisrosa, when it became rich, the Amina, Heche, the Al Yaka, the Al Bishra Makavri, Manashach, I could afford to buy a lot of meat. So instead of filling my stomach with vegetables, I might as well fill my stomach with meat and fish. So merely never ate vegetables. It's nice, I didn't go on a diet, place. He didn't even worry about diets. It's either he couldn't afford it, so merely didn't eat vegetables to give him too much of an appetite, and when he couldn't afford it, he didn't eat vegetables, he rather filled himself with fish and meat. That doesn't have too much bread to eat. Don't cut it up into pieces. Means don't eat small pieces at a time. It's not kedai to take a little piece now, a little piece later, you'll never be filled up. Kedai to eat at one time your meal, you won't have more teeth later. So what? But kedai kop on to be filled up at least one time. Right, not a diet style. The Yom Rav Chizda Ba'abe Rav. The Ba'abe Rav, Tamachachem, Le'nofesh Rift, doesn't have enough bread. Le'liftsa, he shouldn't cut it up. My timer. Le'yovid Ba'in Yofes. You have to cut it up into pieces first, he won't be able to give a big piece. So it's kedai like to just eat from the piece of bread itself. Don't cut it into pieces first. The Yom Rav Chizda. Ano mi'akir mi'kor le'hevi betzina. Metchila, I didn't cut it up. Adishadoi yodai v'kule mona. Until I first put my hand in my whole mona, v'shtakach be'kol tzorka. You know, I made sure I had enough bread. If I saw I had enough bread in the house, then I used to cut pieces. Because I wouldn't have it, then I know there's enough bread. I'll cut big slices for everybody to have. The Yom Rav Chizda. Hai man di efshele l'meichu nahama desari. If somebody could eat barley bread, v'yochol d'chiti, and he eats the more expensive bread, of wheat bread, he should know kova mishum batashkes. You're like being over batashkes, you're wasting your money. Like what, do you have to eat the more expensive wheat bread? You might as well eat the cheaper barley bread. V'yomer ha-popa, hai man di efshele mishte shichroi. Somebody could drink beer. V'shoshi chamer, instead he drinks the more expensive wine, is also over mishum batashkes, he's wasting his money. What do you got to drink the expensive thing for him? Drink the cheaper thing. So the more of maskonis v'lav milsi, it's not a good derech. Why? Batashkes the goof odith. Because if you eat cheap, then your body's not going to be so healthy. So it's more important to keep your body healthy and eat the good food than worry about not wasting the good food. So vada batashkes the goof odith. It's always more important to keep yourself healthy and eat good food. The less lay mashcha. He doesn't have mashcha. What's oil? He doesn't have oil. Is nimshi b'mayi the charitzi. The mouth used to rub the hands with oil. So if he doesn't have oil, let him use water, the charitzi, sharp water. Does Rashi say, mayi the charitzi Rashi, yanakovim yachad, v'godal aleim yirak rukis over v'noicha kishem. His water, that yirak rukis, what, this growth in the water, that's like a little thicker, that water, that's like shem. Chitzi should use something to wash his hands with. V'yom rav chizda ba'be rav, tizovin umtsa, if he bought meat, Lizvin unka, when he goes to buy meat, let him buy the neck meat. Why? In the neck you have three different types of meat. So you get in the shikurt, you get a lot of meat there. Shrash unka tzava, buy the neck. Tlosimine bisra, yitam boy gimu mine matam, has three different tastes of food in the neck. Shaman, one is fatir, kokosh lean, vegidat tzava. And the vein there, but it's also edible, different type of a taste. V'yom rav chizda, ma be rabatam chochem, tizovin kitniso. When he buys a flax, lizvim mid the hor abba, let him buy the flax from this place in hor abba, from the chavra, and let him clean it cold shlos and yom. Like you should clean your clothing at least once in 30 days. The niftele trace the yachishosa, was then for sure will last a year. If you clean your clothing once in 30 days, you know for sure they'll last a full year. If you have no arva, and I'll be an arva for you, I'll guarantee you it'll last a year. My kitenuse, what does kitenuse usually means underwear? What does that mean? Kisanor means nice flax. He's usually kito means flax, so his underwear used to be from flax, nice flax material. V'yom rav chizda, ba be rav loylesev atzifto charton. He shouldn't sit on a fresh mat. The machal yamana, because since it's so fresh, it's like hard, it'll rip your clothing. So don't ruin your clothing. Don't sit on a fresh mat. Shrash atzifto charton, machtelas chadoshi shagami lach v'chukas agami mavla begodim. It ruins the begodim. V'yom rav chizda ba be rav atam chochem. He shouldn't send his dirty clothing to his householder, the housekeeper, to wash for him, lechavra, to wash it. Why? It's not nice. Maybe he'll be shmutzik, his underwear. For the guy will come to not like you, he'll be maguna in his eyes. So your housekeeper, don't give him your underwear to wash. Chizda, tell his daughters, to have it tzniusin, be very tznius, be apig of reich, when you're in front of men. The Gavra means your husbands. Has you even beat sneers in front of your husbands? Don't eat too much food in front of them. What does Rashi say? Trashilo techel nahamba ba'api gavayim. Parim techel harbev tizgana lo. As your husband will see eating too much, he'll come to be megana, come to get angry with you. Magunim, you'll be disgusting in your eyes. It's no good. The isha eats too much in front of her husband. Vaitam. Now ba'api gavayim. Lo techelon yarka balayla. Don't eat vegetables at night. Trashilo if they recha pale, have bad smell in your mouth. So don't eat vegetables at night. Don't eat dates at night. Don't drink beer at night. Because these are shalos for the person. Make you have to let out ear on the bottom. It's also not nice. And don't go to make the same place where the husbands go. The wife will also be mavuz in his eyes. And when somebody knocks at the door, in she, don't say who it is. Like Loshen Zohar, Elamini Nokit. Who is she? Like talk for Loshen Nikeva. Trashka Temramani, Miyu Loshen Zohar, La Tagilu Loshencha Dabrim Zohorim. He don't be used to talking with men, always be used to saying, who is she outside? Right, Maganisa, there's something Gemara here. Let me give this to Chassanim Shmuzin here, Rashi. Next Gemara. Maganisa Bechad Yoda. Loshen should have a pearl in one hand. Vakura Bechad Yoda. A kura, that's a.
It's a pusher to seed. I mean, something that has no value to it.
It's a palm in your other hand, a kura. Marganisa achvale, first show them the pearl. The kura liachva, don't show them the kura. Adem it's tarn, until they want it very, very much. Vod achvale, then you'll show them what you have in your other hand, the kura. I will soon see Rashi. Let's finish the Mishnah. Ain't shalnas a kashinim. You can't soak the kashinim. It's the type of a burr where you want to soak it in water. The pseudus comes up and the earth goes down. Mastitzin leiki haitana. Tanya of Lezer ben Yaakov. Oinam. A mashkicha mekavra kolikur. You can't use the kavra at all. As the Mishnah says, you're allowed to carry it in the kavra, in the sieve, to bring it to the stall. You're allowed to use it. Why? Because it's davar sheni miskaven. Even though when you take it along in the sifter, maybe you'll fall off the sheaf, you'll be able to burr. Since you're not mechaven, you're mechaven to carry it, it's mutter. So our mishnah doesn't go like this tana. You can't use it at all. The son of Rashi, the son of Rashi, Rashi nokat magniso bechad yodom, the kura bechad yodom. Rashi kishabalucho mimashmesh. With some Rashi learned, this Gemara is going to Shas Tashmish Amita. Shas Yav Tashmish with your husband is Biyad. Lisavis Techo, when your husband starts feeling his wife, to have time before her, Litashmish, V'yoychis Hadodim, Biyad, Biyodim. First the man holds the breast of the Isha, Achas, V'acheres Ad Oysamokim. And then he waits to have the Tashmish going to Oysamokim. Is what's the Yetzer? Maganisa Achvin Lei, Hadodin Hemtzian Loi. The Yetzer is first Isha should let the man play with the breast. That the man should have a lot of taiva. Or mokim tashmish al tamtzil. Don't let the mokim tashmish be there yet. Don't let him have tashmish yet. Loi maher. Kadesh yisrabe tavosay. At first, the husband should have a lot of taiva for his wife. V'chibos a lot of love for him. V'yitzdar, and he should really want to have the maisam. Hoder achvalei. And after he's really warmed up and have a lot of taiva for his wife, that's when he should have tashmish. The Santa Rashi, all the Chassanim, they give the Shmuz to Chassanim. I know that Tashmish is an in of Ava v'Yachva. You shouldn't stam do it. Stam as proskite. It's supposed to be done with Teich Ava. So you have to make sure your husband really loves you, really wants you. So first make sure that the husband has a lot of taiva for you, and first to play with the breasts, and then you have the Maisa Tashmish. All right, stop here. Little Allah. Shin Beis Gimel. Makpilin Kalim B'Shabbos. You're allowed to fold clothing on Shabbos. Litzarech Shabbos. If you need the clothing on Shabbos, Lilvosh Boy Bayom. If you want to wear it, like you're allowed to fold your shirt that night. If you want to wear it the next morning, V'Dafka Zekrash Dezot Mechab a few Tnoim. V'Dafka Biyada Mechad. Only one person could fold his clothing. Ulvachadoshim only new clothing. Shadayin Lo Nischab, so wasn't washed yet. Ulavonim only white clothing. V'Yain Lo Lahachlif. Another tonight. It asked when are you allowed to fold clothing, even when you want to use it on Shabbos. Only if it's a new clothing. It has to be never washed yet. It has to be white. And it has to be v'en l'hachlev. You have no other clothing to wear. V'yem choser achas me'elu atznoim. If you're missing one of these tznoim, osser. You're not allowed to fold clothing on Shabbos. Because we say the folding of it takes away the creases. As a type of a libidus, like you're washing it, making it clean. V'yesh mishayim esham said l'kol fosh loikis sedek ifulei. If you want to fold it. But don't fold it exactly on the original folds. Harishin, that's mutzah b'cholinyin, v'nirin devorim. That's a ksas heter. So it's nagei eshtin, the talis, the ikur adin l'churu, there shouldn't be any heter to fold the talis on Shabbos morning. But eshtin, you don't need it for Shabbos. You're first using it the next day, so it's not called b'chal folding it for Shabbos. And who are then you don't have these other tenuyim. So one eitz of folding a talis is to be samech what it says at the end. If you don't fold it exactly on the old folds, just do a fast folding job, a little bit different, that's mutter. If the issue is, if you fold it exactly on the original folds, you fold it nicely, that takes away all the creases, so that's a type of a libun, like you're washing the beged. So that's what's poshid mashmiyah. There is an orach hashulchan that a b'chal wants to be making and say, b'zman is there, all our folding is kamat is mutter. He learns pshat, the folding here means, in the Ketar Mechazal, unless you take a real sheet, and you fold up a sheet, the wife does, and she presses it down, if there he folds. Then she does again and presses it down. And then you put a lot of things on top of the sheet to make sure it's mamash folded down good. So such folds really keep it in place. That's that type of living. When we fold our clothing today, is not a real fold. He's Michael Bechlaud unfolding clothing today. So Moshul, Nagea Mob, you want to hang up your pants. So that Churi can be Michael. Where hanging up the pants is Zichar, not really a fold that keeps it in place. But me, the Gisa, to other people are a little more machmir, not the Orch HaShulchan. So the best thing to do is what the Mechaber says. If you want to fold something, just don't be mocked, but to do it on the exact original fold you had before. Do a little bit off the fold. Abi, it's not the exact same fold you had before, that's mutter. Right, the base. Mechabesh, that's type of a two boards that you keep closing underneath it to clamp together to iron it out. Mechabesh, like the big ironing boards. Who cleish a kershim by the godim achra kris, after you wash your clothing, them stay luchas, two big boards, they are there, they are the godim b'neim. So a beggar is crushed in between it, that's the big ironing board. In Shabbala Bais, it belongs to a private person, matir and oisan, litu mimena begodim, the tzorech haShabbos. If it's by being pressed from before Shabbos, on Shabbos you're allowed to open it up and take out the clothing. If it's a professional one, also, that's closed very, very tight. Opening up on Shabbos is daim to stira, breaking it. For my sake, we don't have these things as man as it. A shirt after you washed it, our Gemara we just learned. After you wash clothing, it gets hard. Or meshavsha from oisai, usually what you want to do is rub it. You want to rub it down. But you're dying the rachachai. You're rubbing it down to make the clothing soft. Mutil asais to b'shabbos. That's it. The more we just learned, that's mutil. You only kavanah to soften the beggar, that's mutil. Shein meskavan el rachachai. You only mechavan to soften the beggar. Avol suder, mashenken the kerchief we have, or else an outer beggar. Oser. Then we say it's oser. Why? If they shemeskavan the tzachachai, vebikim alavin. An outer beggar, after it was washed, if it's stiff, so when you start to rub the beggar with your hands, the reason why you're rubbing it is to make it look nicer, that's also Mishum Alavim. So he spoke out, the Orach HaShulchan says, the Bezman HaZekma, we don't have this, like we don't have such a thing, any beggar we have, that after it's washed, our rubbing makes it look whiter. Sabachal Benimsa now. Like everything I've taken care of before, like Kamat Zlach won't be Nogeya. Our clothing for sure, our jackets and Zicha, the rubbing of it, nobody rubs the jacket to make it look cleaner. Like we don't have this in Tzias. Right, the Bekoivim, a hat, Vishakli Pishtin, Dinam Kisuda, it's like a Pishtin, like a Suda. But the same story, if it's a minig, to rub it, to make it look cleaner, it'll be also to rub it. Right, the Vov. Tit Sharagli, if you have some dirt or mud on your foot, or Yal Manola, or else on your shoe, is Mekan Choy, you're allowed to clean it off on Shabbos Bekoisel, you're allowed to rub it against the wall. You shouldn't rub it mechila on the ground. If you come to rub your foot on the ground, we're afraid maybe there'll be a hole there, and you come to smooth out the hole, that'll be an issue of the rice of making a binyan. Some say you can't even rub your foot along the koisel because it also looks like binyan. It's like you have a wall there, there are bricks there, and when you rub the dirt into the bricks, looks like you're putting cement there. Hagor, the Ramah says though, v'yesh mi shemata b'shneim. Some people are makel both ways. The ma'aseh since it's only used to rabbanin, kuri could be makel to rub off the dirt off your shoe, even on a wall or even on the floor. V'u adin the mutal asiru b'mat cheres harul taltul. If you have a small earthly kli that's not muksa, avadil you are taken clean off the dirt. And there's no issur stam of taking the dirt off your shoe. The only issur here is you shouldn't rub your foot on the ground, not to be ashma gumas. So the best answer is taka, not to do it on the ground. But we have no other answer since the Ramah says we could be mekel because they're not mitzchaven, it's not a psigration. The chur, there's no other answer, it could be mekel. Rather, the best answer would be is to rub it against either a wooden or wool. That is not shaykh binyan there. Right? We'll see. What?
Concrete,
well,
there wouldn't be a problem either.
Look, based on me, it's also daimut binyan than the concrete. Concrete may also be daimut binyan. Right. Zion. Tit shall bigdoy. We'll soon see more about the next step about rubbing your shoe on a sharp place. That's awesome. If you rub your shoes on a sharp, like on a knife, that's an isser mishum machik. You're like smoothing out the leather, that's an isser. Here we're talking about rubbing out your shoe, albeit it's not a sharp thing that doesn't smooth out the leather. Zayin, teach shall big good. You have some dirt that went on your shirt, went on your jacket. You're allowed to rub it, like put your finger inside and rub it from the inside that the dirt outside to fall away. You're allowed to rub it on the inside only. It doesn't look like you're going to make it cleaner to be malavin the beggar. Not out of the outside, rub the beggar on the outside to take off the dirt. That looks like you're being malavin, you're cleaning the beggar on Shabbos. But you're allowed to rub it off with your tziporin, you could rub it off with your nail. When is the mutter anything? Only when the dirt is still lach, still wet. But if it's dried up already, then also debitoichim. You have a dry piece of mud, like on your jacket, if you want to even rub it from the inside, you make it fall off, it comes off in pieces. Since it comes off in pieces, that looks like toichim, like you're grinding. So in the hands of yovish, mamish, mitzias of pieces, yeah, on the Kuf Mem on the base, the mission here. Here, the Kuf Mem on the base. Gorfin melefnei hapetem. You could clean out. This is a stall where you have animals in. You're allowed to clean out the floor of the stall in order to put fresh food down in front of him. Drashi gorfin melefnei hapetem. Drashi shor she mefatmen oisay. If you have a shor that you want to give him a lot to eat, mefatmen means you want to fatten him up. Is Gorfin Ovis, he'll have to clean out the stool, Shalafonov in front of him, Bishabis. Lost es letoichoi hateven, to put inside the teven, Vasarim, Flo Yisarim behem afrufias viyikos v'macholoi, that there shouldn't be dirt mixed into the straw and the animal won't want to eat it, so you'll have to clean out the stool on Shabbos to put down fresh food. Or Mesalkin litstodin, and if you have tfuah, or too much tfuah in the stool already, you'll have to move it to the sides. Mefnei harei, that the behema shouldn't ruin it, shouldn't get it dirty. Shashi Mesalkin Tevin Shlofonov. The Shlofonov would start in Geshu Rav. If you have like too much straw in the stall, Kidei Shlo Yidrisenu. If you have too much straw there, so what is the animal going to do with the straw? He can't eat it. He'll start stepping on it and making it schmutz, making it dirty. And then he won't want to eat it later. So you're ruining the straw. So you have a right to move the straw on the side. The Chom said it's Oster Shalafon Muksa. So the Tanakhama says it's mutter to do two things. You're allowed to clean out the stall on Shabbos, and if you have too much straw there, you're allowed to move the straw to the side. Divrei Rebbe Doisa, Zat Rebbe Doisa. V'achomim oischim. V'achomim say no, both are us. We'll see in the Gemara why. Noitlim lefnei behemazu, v'noisim lefnei behemazu b'Shabbos. If you have too much straw in front of one behema, you're allowed to take away the straw from this behema and give it to another behema to eat. Has a shalafu muksa, it's not muksa. Has Michael behema, is not called muksa. You can take it from one and give it to another one. See the Gemara. Iboy lihu, Rabbonin, when the Rabbonin dingzich on Rab Doisin say it's usar, Aresha pligi, are the only machulik in the first din of the Mishnah, that you can't clean out the stall on Shabbos, we'll soon see why. Oya seifa pligi, or else there are even machulik on the seifa. The second din, if you have too much straw in the stall, you can't move the straw on Shabbos. You can't move the straw on the side. Oh yeah, Tavaya Pligi. The other side is no, they're mechulak on both sides. They're mechulak on both. Mor Toshima, come and I'll bring you Raya. Yes, Rashi learns Aresha Pligi Argorfin. The Asri Ligrov Mishun the Pomim Shahova Shakarko, the Komachavan Lashpuya Gumas, Shila Yiplu Hasarim Mutoichai. And it's not one of the only mechulak on the first din, that's a new gzeira, could be not also muksa. But they ask you, you can't sweep and clean out the stall on Shabbos, because maybe the stall has ground floor, and we're afraid you come to smooth out the holes. Ashwuya gumois. And smoothing out a hole on Shabbos is a nisavi raisam, al binyan. So maybe that's the only mechulak on the first case, you can't sweep out the stall on Shabbos. Or else, no, the trashiya is safe, a fligi, or mashum lechazi. The reason why they'll ding zich, if you have too much straw, you can't move the straw on the side because it's muksa. The drash sheish boy shenimet for medrash raglav. The svar is, since it was already used, that if you have too much straw in front of the behemah, it's mistum that the behemah trampled on some of the straw and it became not edible. So that's muksa. So that's why they say you can't move the straw away, because the straw has already become muksa. So that's the shayla. Which one of the two svaras that Chum dings on? So the Mara Toshima. His Chum hold both are osir, and that's talocha. Because if you have a stall where you have the animals, you're not allowed to sweep the floor on Shabbos, because the floor usually is a dirt floor, and we're afraid if you come to sweep for to clean it, you'll come to Ashriya Gumas, you come to smooth out the holes in the floor. And that's an Nisabinyan. And no one's in the cipher, you can't move, you have too much straw and too much food in front of the animal. Once it's there ready, you can't move it on Shabbos, because Mestam with the food became Nimas, Mestam the animal stepped on and made it dirty, so it's not Roy Teed anymore. So Mazoya Blaiz Muksa. Omer Rab Chizda Machlekes Be'eva Shokarka. So Machlekes only where the stall has a dirt floor. That's a Shaila, Digzera, maybe you come to Ashwiya Gumas to smooth out the floor. Abu Be'eva Shok Kli. But if it's made a Kli like a wooden floor, it's not dirt, you have a Kli on top of it, then Divri HaKomuta. Then everybody holds you allowed to sweep out the floor on Shabbos, because there's no Gzera Mishum Ashwiya Gumas. It's only you'll flatten out a hole if it's a dirt floor. If it's a floor from Kalim, there's no Gzera, you come to smooth out the hole. For the Gemara, no. If with Mama, you want to say the Machlokes is where the stall has a dirt floor. Of a Zoy, Mihikol Aman Deshori, how could anybody be Mater? Hoko Meshava Gumas. Havad et Tesvor, you Mechavin to be Meshava Gumas. When you want, what's the vort here? You want to clean out the floor of the stall so you should be able to put down new tfu there. So it's a svar, if there are holes there, you don't want the tfu or the barley to go into the holes. So you zicha mechavim when you're sweeping it to fill up the holes. So if it's mamish or floor with dirt, avad everybody should it's awesome. Because if we're here, you'd be mechavim, that's your purpose. You want to smooth out the floor so there should be no holes there, that the tfuah shouldn't get lost. So who could be matir if it's made out of karka? Elo the pshat is like this, elo yitma hochi yitma. If you learn the machloikis, this is the machloikis. Omer Rab Chizda, machloikis b'yevo shokli. Machloikis is where the floor is like a wooden floor. It's not a dirt floor, it's made out of a kli. So there it's a machlokes, we make a gzeira onto a floor from wood, onto you'll come to sweep out a dirt floor. I will be able to karka, but with the floor is mamish a dirt floor, the rehakal also. Then everybody holds you can't sweep out the floor, sweep out the stall of the behemah on Shabbos. Because when you're sweeping out the stall, we're afraid you're going to be mechavin to smooth out the holes in the floor. And halacha, we hold that both are osa. Whether it's made out of a kli, whether it's made out of dirt, we make the gzera a kli or to dirt. Right. V'noitam l'fnei behemah. Says the sefer of the Mishnah says, you're allowed to take the tevin, the straw, that was in front of one behemah, and give it to another behemah. So the pshat is, even though it's in front of the behemah, it's still called meichel behemah, so it's not muksa. You can still touch it, because it's edible. The Martoni is more stira. Toni chod, one brisa learns, noitle milafnei behema shepiha yofa. You could take the tfua away from an animal that its mouth is nice. Vinoistin lefnei behema shepiha ra. And you could give it to another animal to eat that its mouth is ra, is bad. We'll soon see what it means. Vatan yidzuch, another brisa says, noitle milafnei behema shepiha ra. You're allowed to take it away, the food that was in front of an animal that its mouth is bad. Vinoistin lefnei behema shepiha yofa. And you could put it in front of the animal that its mouth is good. Hey, so in both cases, the food does not become muksa. We say the food is still edible. Therefore, we let it take it from one to another. So the chura, what do the two prices mean? Amr Abaye, Idi V'Idi. Both prices mean the exact same case. Mekame Chamro, you let it take the food. At first, it was in front of the donkey, in front of a chamor. Lekame Tura, you let it put it then and give it to the ox teat. Shaklinen. Vice says, even though the food matchila was in front of the donkey, he doesn't ruin the food. The food is still edible. So you're allowed to take it now and pick it up and give it to the ox teeth, because it's still called edible food. Mashenkein mekami tura. If you first had the food in front of the ox, lekami chamra, now you want to pick it up and give it to the chamor, leshaklinin. Then it's muksa. Vice says, the ox ruins the food. Like we'll soon see, he has a lot of saliva coming out of his mouth. So if you have the fruit in front of the food in front of the ox, the tura, we name on the food became nimus. His saliva ruined the food, and it's muksa. No animal eat it now. So you're not allowed to pick it up and give it to the chamor. Mashenke and the chamor, he doesn't have saliva coming out of his mouth. So even though the food was in front of him, the food is still edible. So you could pick it up now. It's not muksa, and give it to the ox to eat. So the Gemara, Vodiktoni, that's what the Braisa says. Notable of Neivei Meshepia Yofa. You can take it from the animal that has a good mouth. That means Bechamor. What's called the good mouth? A Chamor. A Chamor is called the good mouth. Why is a Chamor called the good mouth? The less Le Riri, because it doesn't have saliva coming out of its mouth. And you're allowed to now give this the food in front of a behemoth that has piyara. What does that mean? The parah, an ox, a cow. Why? Because the cow has a lot.